Hi, Paul Sackett. Good News Planet. I'm speaking to our good friend, General Pete Osman. Hi, General. How are you?
I'm doing well, Paul. Good to be back with you and your listeners.
Well, you know, you're doing such great work. You continue to do it. You're the President and Chief Executive Officer for the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation. Today actually is Giving Tuesday, and Toys for Tots. So you could use a couple more toys, right?
Oh, absolutely. Always challenges out there, Paul, as you know, and particularly with the fires that took place in Northern California, and of course the flooding and the hurricanes that we had in Houston and in Florida, and particularly Puerto Rico. Always challenges with respect to needing more toys.
Well, I believe you give, but to get all those 7 million children each year. I mean, you really have taken on a very major, major concern in this world, I would say. Wouldn't you say that as well?
It is. There's something particularly in our country very, very special and unique about the holiday season and, you know, Christmas, the time of giving and thinking of others. And to think that we have in our country 14 million children that literally at Christmas time might go without is kind of a daunting thought. So, you know, through the Marine Toys for Tots program and being able to provide the gift of a new toy, a book to a less fortunate child at Christmas so that they might enjoy Christmas time and receive a message of hope really is an important mission and one that the Marine Corps and certainly those of us associated with the Toys for Tots program really, really take to heart.
And this Toys for Us continues to serve as your largest friend.
Absolutely. Toys R Us, great corporate sponsor, been with us 14 years. Gosh, helped us collect about $55 million, given us 4 million toys. This year they've redoubled their efforts to draw more customers into their stores. They got a price match thing going this year where, you know, you find a toy at another store that is less than the one you would buy at Toys R Us. They're willing to match that price and then make an additional donation to the Marine Toys for Tots program up to $1 million. So a chance for your listeners to do some real quality value shopping at Toys R Us and at the same time provide a donation to the Marine Toys for Tots program.
That also includes their babies for us.
That's correct,
as well,
yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And you can, if I understand this right, you can do that until December 15th. And then you can make monetary donations collected at all the stores till the 24th.
That's correct. That's right.
Online as well. ToysRUs.com/ToysForTots.
That's right.
But you guys are doing it. You know what? I want to tell you because I'm involved now with the organization called Five Star Diamond Award here with Joe Cinque. And I covered because they gave out a lot of awards and a lot of toys out there in Long Island. You got a major Chuck Kilbride over there organizing a major event for you guys, Toys for Tots. And so there's a lot, I mean, that we video, we have that all up on our Good News. You had the service people there. You had some schools out there giving the toys and getting them. And, boy, you know, it brought the whole community together in Long Island. Is that the way it works? You have different groups that get together and collect toys and then give them out. How does it work?
But, you know, again, each local campaign, is run by a coordinator, and that individual is the centerpiece, if you will, for that local campaign. And certainly with the assistance of other volunteers and Marines, that individual is the one that has to coordinate all the activities. If there are certain events taking place, coordinating that, that's the individual that's got to determine where the collection barrels will be, how they're going to be picked up, you know, finding warehouse space where you can sort the toys, and then, of course, the important part, that's the distribution. So, there are lots of people in a community that have got to be part of the program if it's going to be successful. So, you know, the Marines provide the leadership, but it's the leveraging of the local community for volunteering efforts, time, equipment, and, of course, making that donation that makes the program work.
So how does somebody, I know there were a lot of Marines there, and say we want to do something here in the Upper West Side, and so is there a way for us to, pull together something?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, if you're interested in conducting an event or assisting a local campaign, if you just click on you know, New York and your county, you'll come up with a website or a web page that has your coordinator's name and how to contact that individual, and then you can offer your services to him, whether it be vehicle support, warehouse support, an event you want to sponsor, or if you just want to make a donation. So that would be your person to go to.
Aha. Uh-huh. So, and that's on toysfortots.org.
That's correct.
Spell it out. F-O-R. Toys.
That's correct.
Tots. All righty. Well, it's all good. What else is new this year, General?
New things, you know, it's just always the new challenges, I guess. And like I mentioned earlier on, the hurricanes that hit the Texas and Florida and Puerto Rico, that's kind of the new challenge. And, you know, it's you don't want those things to happen when they do. I guess what's reassuring is the fact we've got a process in place that will allow us to address it.
So, in other words, I'm saying, if this, so I understand. So saying some of those, okay, hey, Puerto Rico. So, you know, it is battered and still seems battered. You're able to bring some toys down to them?
Absolutely. Yeah, we actually have a reserve unit in Puerto Rico, and they do a great job there. The last couple of years, they have really done a tremendous job. This year, they're obviously going to need a lot more support, so we're pushing additional, probably not too many toys down there because of the trying to bring things into Puerto Rico's difficult these days, but we are pushing additional dollars their way so that they can purchase toys in the communities and that kind of thing in order to help the businesses, but also to reach the children that are there.
See that? It's a win-win, right? The business will win, and the community wins all at the same time. Long time you guys are doing it, 1947?
That's correct.
Wow. You know, and you're constant in it. This is a mission of the Marines, or is it part of the government, or are you on your own? How does that all work?
Yeah, back in 1995, Department of Defense declared that the Marine Toys for Tots program was an official activity of the Marine Corps, an official mission of the Marine Corps Reserve. So it is a mission, and, you know, we at the foundation, of course, have to take care of all those things that the Marine Corps as a government institution can't do. And certainly that has to do with fundraising and a lot of the things you've got to do with states to gain permission to do collections, and the federal government, there's charity oversight organizations. There are lots of things that take place behind the scene that you need to accomplish if you're going to successfully run a charity.
You're saying there's some paperwork in this,
yes,
General?
Yes. Yes, there is.
Well, I'm sure there is a ton of it, no doubt about it. So let me ask you two last questions. You know, I'm always honored to get the chance to speak with you, and we do have a couple more Toys for Tots events that we'll be covering here. You're one of our main organizations, and we just love to see those kids and the happiness that you bring. What's good news for you?
Good news. You know, I kind of mentioned it earlier, and that is that in spite of the fact that we've had some natural disasters take place this year, the good news is we have a process in place that allows us to address that. We've got the corporate sponsors who are generous enough to provide us, you know, the additional toys that we need in order to reach troubled spots like that. And then the American public that's always very, very generous with their gift in kind donations as well as their monetary donations. So that's the good news.
All righty. I'll ask you the last question because you know we're involved with it. And I asked actually a bunch of the Marines and that group out there in Long Island. You know we're involved with the World Peace, and as the Marines are. And so I've asked you before, what does peace mean to you?
Oh, peace, like I have said before, Paul, comes in a lot of different forms. You know, you've got the world peace, which is something certainly we all would like to see happen. And then there's the inner peace, and that is that, you know, when an individual wakes up in the morning and looks in the mirror, that they're at peace with themselves, that they know they're doing the right thing, that they're doing their best to try to help their fellow man, and that they're making a difference in this world. And so that's the other piece that's really, really important for each one of us individually.
General Pete Ostman, President and Chief Executive for the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation. Always an honor. Thank you so much.
Bye, Paul.
You take care. Bye-bye.